Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio jungle riser in Ableton Live 12, then arranging it so it actually works like a proper drum and bass transition. This is that classic FX move that helps you slam out of a breakdown and into the drop with urgency, attitude, and a bit of grime. The big idea here is simple. We're taking one audio sample and turning it into a rising build that feels musical, energetic, and useful in a real DNB track. We're not overcomplicating it. We're using Ableton stock tools, a few smart automation moves, and some arrangement choices that make the whole thing hit harder. First, pick your source sound. You only need one short audio clip to start with. A pirate radio vocal, a gritty jungle stab, a noise hit, a chopped break, or even a little atmospheric texture all work well. If you don't have an actual pirate radio sample, no stress. You can fake the vibe with a vocal word, some white noise, a radio-style loop, or a chopped amen hit layered with noise. The main thing is that the sample should be short, slightly rough, and not too heavy in the low end. Once you've got your sample, drag it into an audio track. Double-click the clip and turn warp on. For vocal or sample material, try Complex Pro. If the sound is more noisy or percussive, beats or repitch can work nicely too. And here's a quick coach tip. If the sample has a natural rhythm, make sure the first downbeat is lined up properly. That one detail can make the whole riser feel much tighter in the arrangement. Now we need motion. A riser has to rise, obviously, and the easiest way to do that is with pitch automation. You can automate the clip's transpose, starting at zero semitones and moving upward over the length of the build. Depending on how dramatic you want it, you might end around plus 7, plus 12, or even plus 24 semitones. This works especially well with vocal snippets and synth-like jungle effects. If you want to do it with devices instead, you can build a simple chain using auto filter, shifter or frequency shifter, reverb, delay, and utility. But for beginners, auto filter and reverb are already enough to get a solid result. Let's talk about the filter, because this is where a lot of attention comes from. Put auto filter on the track and start with a low pass filter. A 12 dB or 24 dB slope is a good starting point. Begin with the cutoff down around 200 to 500 Hz if you want it dark and muffled, then automate it upward toward 10 to 18 kHz across the riser. A little resonance, around 10 to 25%, can give it extra edge. Why does this work so well? Because a DNB riser often feels powerful when it opens up over time. Starting dark and ending bright gives you a classic build shape. And if you want a slightly nastier twist, you can even automate the filter to open and then dip darker again right before the drop. That little moment of tension can make the drop feel bigger. Next, add space with reverb. Keep it musical, but don't drown the sound. Try a decay between 2 and 6 seconds, a short pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a dry/wet amount somewhere in the 10 to 35% range. For pirate radio energy, you want atmosphere, but you still want the sound to feel rough and urgent. Glossy isn't the goal here. After that, add a delay or echo. Keep it subtle. Sync it to the project, and try a time value like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Feedback somewhere around 15 to 40% is plenty, and you'll want to roll off some low end in the delay so it doesn't muddy up the transition. A little delay smear helps the riser trail into the drop in a more exciting way. If you want the riser to sound more battered and pirate radio-ish, add some grit. Ableton gives you great stock devices for this. Saturator is a great first step. Try a drive of around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then you can add a bit of erosion for noisy mid-range texture, and maybe a touch of redux if you want some lo-fi bit reduction. The key here is to be subtle. You want the sound to have attitude, not vanish into distortion. In drum and bass, the riser still needs to cut through the mix. As the riser gets closer to the drop, widen it a bit. Utility is perfect for this. You can automate width from 100% up to 120% or even 150%. Depending on the sound. Just don't overdo it if the sample is already very stereo heavy. Another nice beginner move is to duplicate the track. High pass the copy, and pan it slightly or keep it wider and quieter underneath. That layering trick makes the transition feel bigger without making the sound design too complicated. Now let's automate the drama. Over 4 or 8 bars, you can move several things at once. Pitch up, filter cutoff up, reverb up a little, delay feedback up a little, width up, and maybe even volume up by a small amount. Tiny changes often sound more professional than huge jumps. That's a great rule to remember. You can also add subtle motion with autopan. Keep it gentle, maybe a rate of half a bar or 1 bar, with a low amount and stereo phase set for movement. that can help the riser feel alive, especially if the source is a more atmospheric jungle sound. Now comes the important part, arranging it like a real DNB transition. A riser is not just a sound effect. It's a structural tool. A simple 8-bar layout might go like this. The first 4 bars feel filtered, distant, and low energy. Bars 5 and 6 start introducing the pitch rise and a little more space. Bars 7 and 8 open up fully, the distortion increases, and the stereo image gets wider. Then, right on the final beat, before the drop, you either cut the riser sharply or reverse it into the downbeat. After that, the drop lands with the drums, bass, and maybe a crash or impact. And this is where you can support the transition with other elements. A snare roll, a reverse crash, a short sub drop, an impact hit, an amen fill, or even a vocal tag can all help sell the moment. That's very common in jungle and DNB edits. The riser is doing the main build, but the supporting sounds make the transition feel complete. At the end, you want a clear impact point. You've got a few options. You can hard stop the riser right before the drop and let the first drum hit land clean. You can bounce the last half bar, reverse it, and fade it into the drop. Or you can stack a crash, kick, sub boom, and impact sample for a heavier, darker hit. All three approaches work. Pick the one that suits the energy of your track. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the riser too loud from start to finish. If it's massive the whole time, the drop has nowhere to go. Start smaller and let it grow. Second, keep an eye on the low end. A riser with too much bass can muddy the whole transition, so use a Q8 or auto filter to remove low frequencies below roughly 120 to 200 Hz. Third, don't drown it in reverb. Too much wash can blur the groove. And finally, remember the drum context. This is drum and bass, so the riser has to work with the snare fills and break edits, not fight them. If you want a darker or heavier result, try a band pass build instead of a regular low pass. Start narrow and mid-focused, then widen it gradually. That gives you a more underground feel. You can also add controlled distortion with saturator or overdrive, as long as you keep the low end clean. Another classic jungle move is layering the riser over chopped amen hits or a tight break loop, then automating the break filter so it opens with the riser. That can sound huge. Here's a really useful coach thought. Think in phrases, not just effects. A riser works best when it has a beginning, middle, and end. Even if it's only 4 bars long, it should feel like it's moving somewhere. And if the riser sounds great on its own but weak in the track, the problem is usually the context. Make room in the drums, tighten the last beat before the drop, and increase the contrast between the breakdown and the drop. For practice, try building a 4-bar pirate radio riser from scratch. Find a short vocal, noise, or jungle effect sample. Warp it, drop it on bar 1, and add auto filter, saturator, and reverb. Automate the filter cutoff from low to high, pitch it up by 7 to 12 semitones, raise the reverb a little, and bring the volume up by 1 to 3 dB. Then add a reverse crash on the last beat and finish with a clean drop entry using kick, snare, and bass. If you want to push yourself a little further, make 2 versions. One clean and atmospheric, one gritty, distorted, and darker. Then compare which one works better in the context of your DNB drop. That kind of a slash B listening is how you start making better arrangement decisions fast. So to recap, you chose a usable source sample, warped and transformed it, automated pitch, filter, and space, added grit and width, and arranged it so it leads into the drop like a proper jungle edit. The main takeaway is that a great riser is about tension, movement and timing, not just noise going upward. In drum and bass, the best transition effects hype the drop, support the groove, and keep the energy flowing. Keep practicing this process, and you'll be able to build custom transitions for jungle rewinds, rolling DNB drops, dark edit sections, pirate radio breakdowns, and all kinds of high-energy mixdowns. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and let the drop land with authority.